This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Alex Chadwick. After 2 months of military operations in Afghanistan, the focus of the war effort is now a mountainous region near the Pakistani border known as Tora Bora. Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda allies are thought to be hiding in caves in the area. Fierce fighting's reported there today. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Bombs are falling on Tora Bora these days by the ton. Each day brings more strikes, all with one objective, says Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam, to find and kill Osama bin Laden and the rest of the al-Qaeda leadership.
The reports from that region are is that many of these forces may have or have taken up refuge in caves and tunnels. So we're working to determine where these bad guys are and then to bring strikes on them.
U.S. commanders have high-tech intelligence assets to help them target the caves. Small, unmanned surveillance aircraft patrol the area constantly, watching for movement. Sophisticated sensors can pick up heat signals from the cave entrances, indicating which ones are inhabited. But the Pentagon does not promise that airstrikes alone, even the most precise, will be enough. Tora Bora was also a target back in 1998, the first time the United States went after Osama bin Laden without effect. Geologist Jack Schroeder at the University of Nebraska, an expert on Afghanistan's caves, says he has seen photos of a bin Laden bunker at Tora Bora.
The bunker is hardened. It's got steel and concrete. We think it's got doglegs inside, so if you send a cruise missile in the front door, it'll explode at the first dogleg, and deeper inside, you're okay.
A senior defense official says U.S. military leaders are hoping local Afghans will provide information about bin Laden's whereabouts. Otherwise, this official says, it'll be horrendous, it'll be a hit-and-miss operation, he says, and we'll just be hoping that someday we get lucky. Ali Jalali, a former Afghan Army colonel who fought the Soviets in the 1980s, cautions that the Tora Bora caves were built or expanded for the specific purpose of providing a refuge from bombing.
While the combatants are inside these caves and tunnels, air bombardment does not create a lot of losses. And if you want to get somebody, if you want to destroy a cave, you have to go after them by ground troops.
On the other hand, a ground offensive in Tora Bora may not be as challenging as it sounds. Anti-Taliban forces launched an offensive 2 days ago with 1,000 or more fighters. After a fierce tank and mortar barrage yesterday, commanders told reporters their forces control as much as half the Tora Bora area. Rear Admiral Stuffelbeam, the Pentagon's deputy operations director, said yesterday the groups do seem to be making progress.
Local opposition groups from local villages in this area have gone into some of the caves to confirm whether or not somebody was or might be there.
A senior defense official says some U.S. special forces have made contact with the militia groups around Tora Bora and are assisting with reconnaissance missions. The level of U.S. coordination with the local fighters, however, is far less than it was with the Northern Alliance during offensives in the north of the country. Ali Jalali, who has written widely about the Tora Bora caves and advised the U.S. military on Afghanistan, believes the Tora Bora operation will ultimately succeed. For one thing, he says the Tora Bora caves are not as impenetrable as they have been portrayed in some accounts.
Initially, they were very simple, just caves. And then later on, they were improved into several caves and tunnels to connect them together.
Osama bin Laden, who has a fortune and a construction engineering background, may have expanded the Tora Bora caves further in the last decade. But even so, Jalali says, bin Laden and his associates in the end can only hide in the caves. They can't fight from there.
When the local population surround the area on the cave, cut the supply lines, eventually those who are in the cave, either they will stay there and make it their graves, or they have to come out.
Should bin Laden and his followers attempt an escape, they may have a hard time sneaking away. Snow has been falling in the area, leaving some of the mountain passes into Pakistan much harder to use. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.